This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get their work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It was really, really nice to see the guys come back refreshed, seeing them bounce around today in our practice. It was good to see it. Feel the energy from the guys. Also feel the sense of urgency from all of us, like, and that's what's needed at this time. And I mean, everybody's excited to be back out on the grass practicing. Like, we got our much needed rest, and now it's time to get back to work, which we're excited about.
That's how I feel this morning, Seth. I'm back out on the grass with you. I got my much needed rest by going to an NFL game and a hockey game over the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the grass.
Yeah,
that's right.
Back on the grass. That's baby.
You on the grass, kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, that used to be the way they talked about smoking marijuana.
Not that kind of grass. No, I'm just the actual, like, metaphorical.
You on grass, son?
Metaphorical radio grass. Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I was actually happy to hear D'Amico, I think, in both the press conference, but then especially in the coach's show yesterday. It sounded reinvigorated. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that you think, hey, D'Amico's never not invigorated, but everybody's got their limits, you know?
Dude.
You catch a marathon runner at the end of the marathon, he's not his usual chipper self.
Well,
so that's what it felt like with that late bye week, is that it felt like they were running on fumes in a lot of regards.
That's what I was just going to say, man. Like 13 straight weeks of this is a long time for everybody involved, like at every level. You know, not just, I mean, mostly the players, obviously. They're the ones doing all the truly,
screw the players,
truly heavy, physically taxing lifting out there.
Bunch of spoiled brat millionaires.
But I think
they're all on grass.
But I think that give me my grass. But I think, like, this was 13 straight weeks of football, man. That's a long time. So now they come back, and they've got, starting Sunday, 3 games in 11 days. Not a big deal. No, there's 3 football games in 11 days. That's all.
The way I said it yesterday, Sean, was this 3-game stretch over 11 days, yes, it's going to be a big test in a lot of ways. I think in terms of the challenge of it, though, having the bye week beforehand, it feels kind of like a marathon runner or your daughter Judy tapering for a big race.
Tapering,
where you just,
yes,
you kind of back off a little bit, you up the carbs, you top off of the reserves, and then boom, you hit it.
Yes, 3 games in 11 days. Same as like a 10K.
That's right.
Yeah. So Dolphins this weekend. We'll get into that. So I've been gone a couple of days. I was gone Friday. I was gone Monday. Big thanks to Sean Bajani for pinch hitting. I appreciate that. I'm sure things went great.
I didn't appreciate so many people pointing out that Sean was probably in just so I wouldn't screw up the name of my co-host.
I never thought of that.
I didn't think I needed several dozen of you to point that out on the text line over
that's
the course of the last couple of shows. Okay, everybody?
It's pretty funny.
I'm on a lot of grass here.
So give me the update. Where are we on, like, day 7 or 8 now of reacting to Azeez Alshire, or did it taper down, to use your word you just used?
I think we're a little bit like it's a Godfather scenario where I keep trying to get out and then they keep reeling me back in.
Yeah.
I think the one thing, though, the big trend that I noticed yesterday was there are just more and more current and former offensive players who are acknowledging, like, okay, look, it's really, really hard for a defensive player in that scenario to figure out exactly what to do. And you can talk about Azeez's track record, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that It does feel like there will probably be some kind of tweaking to the QB slide rule in the offseason. I think everybody's stepped back, and in the heat of the moment when it's very easy to say, oh, this is the worst person who ever lived, and this is the worst hit I've ever seen on a football field. Like all that exaggerating
the extreme
nonsense.
Reaction, yeah.
Yeah. What's the word? Hyperbole.
Hyperbolic
when you try to sound
reaction.
Smart.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a hyperbolic reaction.
There you go.
That's what it was. And people have kind of come to their senses and said, all right, look, it's not as a hot button issue for me, but it does seem to be still a topic of conversation.
Yeah,
in some
corners. I saw a lot of videos of like podcasts of current and former players reacting to it while I was gone over the weekend. I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah.
This is still, and it's very strange to me, like that this, for some reason, like this hit is a tipping point for everybody on this. Like it's not a unique hit, you know?
It would be weird if, I mean, it would make sense if it was Pat Mahomes or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Part of it, I think, was the melee afterwards. That just made for such, it was a hit. But,
it was a spectacle.
Because when we're watching some of the old, you know, immediately after that hit, a lot of people brought up when Joe Flacco was hit in a similar fashion. But I had completely forgotten that Cam Newton took probably the worst version of a QB slide hit that I've seen back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but in a few of the plays that surfaced, I'm like, yeah, I don't think this was a big deal.
Right.
I feel like I would, as much grass as I'm on, I still feel like I would remember it, you know, several years later.
Yeah, for sure. D'Amico was asked about it yesterday.
Oh my gosh, 2018 was 6 years ago.
I know. Long time ago, man. Football years, that's like 50 years, you know, like six. Cam Newton was playing at the time. Wow. And not well. Like Cam was on the back end there.
He was on the Panthers when he got that hit.
Yeah. Here's D'Amico yesterday asked about the, this is the first chance D'Amico's had to talk to the media since the Aziz suspension and appeal, since the appeal at least. Here was D'Amico's thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's going to hurt losing Aziz, but we're pressing forward. We're on to Miami. You know, nothing we can do about that. We're on to Miami, and that's our focus. That's the main thing for us right now is how do we go out and handle Miami.
Yeah.
DJ Bienname on social on X said, well, it sounds like, you know, in responding to that quote, said, sounds like this won't be the rallying point that some people speculated it would be. I'm not so sure about that. I think for sure the organization probably said, all right, and by that I mean Caserio and D'Amico probably had a conversation about like, all right, let's be like no more public statements about that.
Yes.
And amongst the players themselves and what have you, who knows?
Yeah.
I do think that if you remove all the emotion from it, at the very least, A, for those of you who didn't hear, Christian Harris was practicing yesterday.
Yep.
It might be something like, just from a purely football standpoint, the team and the defense says, hey, man, we don't have Aziz. He's been the glue of this team for much of the year. We got to really all rally up and just dial in to make up for that.
You mentioned Christian Harris and Kenyon Green both back. I did you even know Kenyon Green was designated for return? I did not.
We had all just kind of written him off.
Yeah,
hey,
totally.
Ben, this is the thought I had when I saw the post. Ben, can you pull up that soundbite from Kingpin, the movie? So this is how I felt when I read the post from the Texans that Kenyon Green was returning, but also Christian Harris.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Not you. Hi.
Hi.
not you, Kenyon.
That's Ernie McCracken sitting in a diner in the movie Kingpin, where he's trying to flirt with a lady, and the first one thought he was talking to her, but it wasn't. It was Kenyon Green.
No.
He was like, "Oh no, I'm talking to you, Christian Harris.
That's right.
You're the one that titillates me right now,
right now, big time, right now. Even more so because there's no Aziz." Here was it's funny. Here was D'Amico yesterday. Talking about how's Christian Harris looking?
Christian's done an outstanding job of working off to the side, and our strength and conditioning staff, our sports performance staff, done a great job of working with Christian. And just seeing him back out, moving around, you know, he looks like himself physically, moving around. It's just a matter of, like you said, missing a lot of football. It's just a matter of him getting back in and getting those mental reps. There's nothing. nothing can help you do football except playing football. So he just has to get out there and get those physical reps of hearing a call, getting lined up. But physically, he looks like he's in a really good spot.
One of the things D'Amico said yesterday, I watched his interview last night on the coach's show. And they asked him, I can't remember if it was John or Mark that asked him, but like, what are the biggest things coming out of the bye week, you know, that where there might be some rust, you know, like the biggest. And he said tackling was the biggest thing. And it made me feel like these might be slightly more intense practices this week than a normal regular season. I don't know how much they're allowed to do based on the rules, but
it's.
My point with Christian Harris, Seth, was going to be like, D'Amico's worried about the tackling for guys that just took a week off. Christian Harris has not been on a football field since 30 minutes worth of practice back in the middle of August.
The other big comment he made was about how important it was going to be for the safeties to erase mistakes or missed tackles from the guys in front of them. And that is certainly something with Eric Murray and Kalen Bullock back there. That's been a concern, and it's an increased concern with this particular offense and the way they operate.
Right.
They feast on missed tackles. Yeah. They catch the easy stuff quick off, you know, the ball's out really quick, and if the guy like Tyreek Hill is in space, he can make people miss. I think that with Christian Harris, I'm not that worried about that part of it. His athleticism makes up for any kind of rustiness or anything like that. As far as how they practice, I doubt they'll be very physical at all during this 11-game stretch. The whole thing about practicing tackling in the modern NFL is that you really, as a coach, have to emphasize the detail in practice. Because what happens is when guys are out there in no pads, they'll have a tendency to kind of run up to somebody, maybe tag them off, and then run past them, like to simulate a tackle.
Yeah.
You can't let guys get away with that. You got to mime a whole tackle, and then you got to, even after the ball carrier passes, you got to, like, come through with your hands against air and bring, he talked about bringing that extra step, like bringing your legs through the tackle. And coaches get sloppy with that. Players get sloppy with it. It's really hard to focus on when you're in no pads out there. And I think there's just going to be a huge emphasis on proper angles, proper technique, breaking down, and actually simulating the tackle.
Yeah, as I was listening to him say that, I wasn't even thinking about the next two games after this. You're absolutely right. There's probably going to be very little. There's probably going to be very little physicality, maybe for the rest of the season. The way the Texans' schedule lays out here over the next several days. One more from D'Amico, because Kenyon Green is back in the mix here potentially. And I know there were some Texan fans going, oh boy, okay, is he stepping right back into left guard? Here was D'Amico on lineup decisions.
Of course, we have guys that are coming back, guys who are out. There'll be differences in our lineup changes, and we'll kind of see how that goes throughout the week. So we'll continue to assess, you know, getting Christian back, getting Kenyon back is helpful. We'll see how those guys continue to progress throughout the week and see where they are and if they can help us, you know, this week or not.
You got a best guess on this, how this thing plays out with Kenyon?
It might end up being an old-fashioned rotation, kind of like a tryout. I think that I saw some people say that, the run game will improve with Kenyon Green, and I don't quite get that or understand that sentiment. Juice Scruggs, I thought, played really well against the Jaguars, and that's not a good defense. But the big question is, all right, is Kenyon Green better at guard when the center, Jarrett Patterson, I think is better at the mental side of the game, the calls and everything else like that. A lot of the mental errors that plagued, or miscommunications, I'll say, that plagued the offensive line early on made it really hard for any of those guys to play their best version of football. So, I mean, the center Juice Scruggs might ultimately get the guard Juice Scruggs benched.
Yeah.
That, look, wow, Kenyon's a lot better in there once Jarrett Patterson's the center. Yep. So we'll see. I don't know.
Winter meetings are underway up in Dallas for Major League Baseball, and the Astros are right at the center of a whole lot of stuff. Free agency and trade talks. We will get into that, and we'll tell you exactly who might be on the block. I don't know how many Astro fans are going to be thrilled about this. We'll get to that coming up next.